What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Peter and Apocalypse.
Oh, yes, we are back once again. It is time for you to get them headphones in and whip them Peter's ass, because it is the Peter and Al podcast with your host, Mr. Pete Jr., Chubb Ditch, and the infamous Jeezy Weezy, a.k.a.
Suck-a-tash.
I'm glad you helped. Because I'm like, why do I always have to come up with the AK?
Because you made it.
You made it a thing.
I made it a thing?
No, you didn't.
You made it part of the intro.
Yeah, I guess. I feel like that was a lazy, when he came in. That was kind of lazy, but you did
I?
Yeah.
I don't know. I felt lazy too. We're not enthusiastic because you're back.
Fuck. Did you see that other Chinese game that we were reacting to last week?
No, I meant to look it up.
Dance
and I totally
chant?
Forgot to.
Yeah.
I meant to look it up and I totally forgot to.
Not as cool as Wukong.
No.
Not as definitely.
It's still cool.
Especially not at this new trailer.
Yeah.
The thumbnail for this trailer right here, he looks like the dude from, what's that, Don't Breathe? And the Avatar? The old man?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
That's who's playing it.
Last week I just, I went to Kicking Crab. Mm-hmm. And I got some crawfish and clams,
uh-huh.
And the crawfish, like the first half of the crawfish was good, and there was a couple here and there that were kind of like mushy, mm-hmm. But I was like, I can power through these because the rest of them are really good.
Yeah.
And then like,
it's a good thing.
As I got to the bottom of the bag,
you guys should have came to Foodland and not Kicking Crab.
I know, right? The last couple of ones were really good.
Well, they went to some fucking place.
You could have had fucking fried chicken skin.
Yeah, that fried chicken skin is fire.
But the last couple ones, where they were just all, like, I'd say the last, like, five that I ate were all mush. And like, I was like, fuck. Man. But I'm already, there's only, like, five left. I can eat these. And I was like, so I ate them. And I was fine. And then, like, the next morning I woke up and I was like, oh, I'm not fine. I shouldn't have ate that crawfish. And they were fine, but me, I was fucked up. It was real bad. So, that's what I like to do the show without me.
Yeah.
Go on without me.
Crawfish is probably pretty
disgusting.
Well, it's not disgusting. It's just it's probably prone to being bad a lot of the times just because not a lot of people.
I know. I've never.
It's not a common.
This is the first time I've gotten bad crawfish.
Popular.
I get crawfish all like boiling crab. This is the first time Kicking Crab was never good. Was not good for me.
Right, but so if you go to boiling crab, motherfuckers eating crab.
No, I get crawfish. Every time I get 2 pounds of crawfish.
You are saying most people.
I think most people get crawfish.
It's like when I go to a like when I go to a poke place, you don't get the albacore or the yellowtail because less people get that.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be sitting out longer.
Yeah, true. True. So put this trailer on or what?
Nah, we're just gonna talk about
but it turns out also
I'm a almost 24 hours a day. 10?
Archer's still on?
Yeah.
That Kane is in Black Ops now.
Every morning.
The Wukong Kane?
Archer Kane.
But I thought it was gonna be like a sword cane, like he was gonna whip it out or something. But
no,
he just hits you with it, yeah. I was like,
I can't even hear it.
That is badass.
all in Chinese. You don't really need to hear it.
Just graphically, right off the bat, it looks fucking amazing.
Yeah. It's it's Unreal Engine 5.
Yeah, cause, yeah, they swapped the development to Unreal. Like when they were showing those stone pillars, you could see like the marks in the stone and stuff. Whoa. That guy looks fucking cool. You got no clue. It's Yugui.
Is it Yugui or Uguay? Is it Uguay?
I think it's Uguay. I had one of those on the back once. Once you pop them, they're fine.
Yeah, you had a giant fucking cyst on your back.
Yeah, eyeballs.
Is that Akuma?
Yeah. Nah, bitch, it's Wukong!
Aw, oh, shit.
Gang signs.
Gang signs?
Gang signs.
Gang signs, yeah. Gang signs studio.
I'm wondering if he's got that one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, nice. God, it's just like looks amazing. And they said this is all real time, right?
Yeah.
Fuck, it's nuts.
Yeah, the whole design is just, it's next level stuff right here, man.
It really is. Like, look at the way, yeah, like the way the snow shifts and everything is just... Died? Just...
Yeah.
Like, I thought, like, Ghost was just fucking gorgeous. Like, this...
Yeah.
Is, like, a whole... Like you said, a whole nother level.
There's not many games... I don't think there's any games out that use Unreal Engine 5. I think the first game that's coming out is going to be Horizon.
Is that using Unreal Engine?
Horizon uses Unreal Engine 5. Pretty sure.
I thought they do their own. Because
of what?
I think one that did Killzone.
Yeah,
Hellblade 2, Fortnite, Arch H2, Dragon Quest, Dreamhouse the Game, eFootball PES 2022, Gears of War. These are all the Unreal 5. He didn't look that big when he was on the roof. That was crazy.
Sick.
So there's like a circle of protection and then... And you can see the cooldowns for the abilities. I wonder what the purple... Or the purple... The... Oh, there it is. I just answered my question.
Yellow bar?
The yellow bar. I don't know why I said purple.
Looks like it's standard.
Well, no, because like they were filling up as he was doing things, and then he used them to make the staff catch.
Talking about the yellow bar at the bottom.
No, the right there. See.
It's your resolve.
It's probably like resolve. Yeah.
Yeah.
A bit. But it's like combo related instead of kills.
Oh, he did fucking, he pulled an Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah.
Alright, I give up, don't hit me no more.
And then low blow. I took. Black Myth.
I forgot it was Black Myth. Wukong.
This bird's cool.
Yeah, they are back. So they're gonna be flying?
Yeah, they showed that before.
Yeah, I
they,
didn't remember.
Yeah, they showed you as a bug.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're
going around
right,
like a stealth thing.
Yeah, I do remember that. All right.
But now you're back. And there's a giant ice dragon.
That's fucking
lightning dragon.
That's a lightning. Yeah, that's clearly a lightning dragon. That you gotta fight?
Yep.
Holy shit.
It's pretty epic.
Right. And I guess Zelda, all you had to do was get a scale off of one of them. You get a, oh, we just smacked in the face with his fucking staff. How many people can say they smacked a dragon in the face with staff?
Only Wukong.
Only Wukong. I feel like that dragon's way too low though. Like if that dragon was like a legit dragon, it'd be flying higher.
Guy, calm down.
God, that looks badass though. Like, I am so hyped for this game before it come out.
I don't even know when it comes out. It's not even English VA yet, so I don't even know when the fuck, how long it's gonna be. I wouldn't even mind if I wouldn't even care if they just did subtitles.
Yeah.
Just be like,
I
fuck it.
Yeah.
Subtitles.
Release it with subtitles and maybe eventually one day dub it, but if not, I mean.
But that dance chant is already dubbed, so I don't know which one's further along.
Oh. What'd you get for just climbing your pole when you're trying to fight the dragon? God, this looks fucking insane. Like, so far, the boss battles they've shown have been just...
Yeah, every boss battle they show is sick.
Yeah.
It gives me vibes like these bosses are kind of like Dark Souls bosses.
Or they just...
Kind of.
Yeah.
Like, they're just super epic and super, timing heavy.
Yeah, definitely.
And then, but like everything else, like the combat kind of seems God of War-ish.
Yeah.
And sort of Japanese RPG-ish at the same time. I don't know.
And oh shit, that was fucking cool. it's almost like, I don't want to say it looks too good to be true, but like it's like it looks like the best mix of all of those things you just said.
Uh-huh.
And if it really is like the going deep into the mythology, I feel like that's gonna be cool as shit too. Maybe they do something like God of War where it goes into the mythology and then
everything.
And then the different environments and everything, too. Like, it's just...
All the bosses look fucking crazy.
Look at that fucking sword.
Everything looks so different.
Yeah. Like, no two environments look the same. And, like, the bosses are also, like, they're not just giant fucking monsters. They're different sizes. Oh, look at that fucking
bear.
Speaking
of giant monsters.
Is that a boss too? Just a rolling head? Spitting fire? God damn it, man. And you gotta fight those two statues.
And you gotta fight those little things.
What the fuck are those?
Oh, they're people. I thought they were fucking...
Those are not people.
Well, whatever, they're creatures.
Yeah. And this fucking guy. I'm glad I waited to watch this trailer.
Why?
Because it was amazing.
So much white.
Epic Games.
Have you had a realization of what FGTRTD is yet?
No. I was listening to that last week. I was like, fuck, I still don't fucking know. There's more. Oh, wait, there's more. Like, look at the fucking detail on that rust and the fucking like
the light. Bell.
Yeah. Like, it's there's just so much fucking detail.
So many polygons.
So many. This is all the polygons. And the music is fucking very fitting as well. No. Okay. It's not. I'll give you that.
What's this instinction?
Instinction.
You don't need all that.
Is that a movie? Is that a game or a movie?
It's a game. This was a month ago.
Ah, whatever. It's old news.
Did you guys see the Eternals trailer?
I did not.
The new Eternals trailer?
How about the Pokemans? Instinction.
Right there. Third one down. was it last week that Michael talked about the Suicide Squad, or was it the week before?
Suicide
I think a week before.
The week before. I was all waiting. I was like, I want to hear what Michael thinks.
What else?
And I was like, yeah, I liked it. It was good.
Yeah,
we were sitting here blowing the movie like fucking an hour.
Like, yeah, we went through a frame by frame synopsis.
Frame by frame.
Michael Gazzuzzi.
Yeah, it's good. I liked it. Didn't even give it a score. Just like, yeah, I liked it.
I did give it a score.
No, I don't think he did.
No, me and Gabriel both agreed it was two chocolate milks.
Look at the Pokemon Arceus Legends.
Oh yeah, I did watch that one. That one looks fucking cool.
Atreus.
It's fucking. It's basically
C A R C.
It's basically Breath of the Wild Pokemon.
There you go.
It looks really fucking good. What the fuck game is this?
It's Wukong.
Diablito. God damn it.
Stop scratching your fucking
it's
shit.
It's fucking bothering me.
Well, scratching is not gonna make it
I
any
know.
Better. Make it worse.
I got attacked by bugs. Got all bit up, and then I think my ankle holster is giving me like a. It's making them worse, basically.
Put it on your other ankle.
This should look way better than what they showed.
The first time?
The first time, yeah.
Well, the first one, it was just a teaser, right?
Yeah, so they showed, like, pretty much this, but, like, the environments looked really shitty.
Yeah.
And, like, the way all the Pokemon kind of walked around looked very,
yeah.
Rough.
Rough. Is this Pokemon Snap?
Oh, yeah. sit here and scratch my ankle and watch myself.
Yeah, fucking ankle scratching ASMR.
Imagine it was just picking up on the mic. Just,
it probably is.
I'm pretty sure it is, yeah.
Is it really? Can you really hear it?
I can hear you fucking
scratch. Alright, don't even fucking. It's bothering me. God damn it. I'm glad you still throw Pokeballs.
I thought it was throwing, like a chivalry.
It's weird, this Growlithe looks weird.
Yeah, he looks like he's
looks like a samurai.
He looks like George Washington. Wig.
Oh, I forgot this is a prequel, though.
Yeah.
So, you don't throw the Pokeballs at the Pokemon, you actually tackle them and shove them in yourself.
Yep.
Fuck in there.
The Kyoto region.
That's cool how you kind of, how you use them to travel like that too.
Well, that's how you do it in
but you never really saw it. It was always like a weird looking Pokemon that you didn't even
It wasn't the actual Pokemon.
Never even had that Pokemon, and you always riding that Pokemon.
That's one thing with the what's the one? Let's Go Pikachu, or no? What's it called?
Let's Blow Pikachu.
The one with Eevee and Pikachu.
Yeah, Let's Go Eevee, Let's Go Pikachu.
With that one, like when you have your when you have the Pokemon following you, that's cool because it's actually the one that whatever one you pick. Like I always have Onix following me around, so it's just I'm walking through the, like through the towns, and it's just this giant fucking Pokemon just slithering behind me the whole time.
Did you ever get the Diamond Onix?
The Diamond Onix?
Yeah.
No.
I got an Onix Onix.
The Red Gyarados.
For the Diamond Onix.
I don't think there is.
Yeah.
I think you're making things up.
No, I'm
not. I think I did. I'm gonna
Google it. It was
a Yeah, well, did you ever get the Samurai Growlithe?
Yeah. That was my start.
Cyndaquil's such an out-of-place starter Pokemon, though. Because it's, like, supposed to be kind of like,
Charming?
Well, no, it's just, like, the theme is sort of, like, feudal Japanish, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm getting. And so, the water Pokemon is, like, his name, it's like a samurai.
Yeah.
And he uses seashells as its swords. And then, the grass Pokemon is, like, pretty much a ninja.
Yeah.
So you would think like the fire Pokemon would be like the, I would think the fire Pokemon would either be like Blaziken or Infernape instead of Cyndaquil.
Well, don't pick him, okay? Both the Eternals are trainer.
I just feel like it's not a choice.
Yeah,
right?
No, yeah, I get what you're saying.
The Returnals.
Yes, the Returnals. Let me see here. What do you guys think of this episode of What If? You watch it?
Yeah. I watch it.
No, but it seems like the same shit.
No, this one was really good.
Like, it's fucking Star-Lord, but black.
No, this one was different.
It was way more different.
But a woman.
No, a lot of things were different just because T'Challa was Star-Lord.
Yeah.
Well, instead of in the first one where Peggy Carter was Captain America, it was pretty much the same thing.
It was basically the same thing.
Same idea, except for Steve Rogers is Iron Man.
Yeah. Well, you didn't pick up on when she comes back though.
So when
Nick Fury when she comes and meets Nick Fury,
uh-huh.
That was Hawkeye next to him.
Hot guy next to him.
So that's when in the actual universe that's when Loki showed up.
Mm.
So instead of Loki showing up, it's her.
I see. So you're saying Peggy Carter is also Loki.
She's also Loki now. Yes.
Everybody's a Loki.
Everyone's a Loki.
See, what I thought that was like Sam Jackson's getting all the variants together.
I forgot she was in this. I don't know why I forgot she was in this. Her and those titties.
Some hikes.
Now she's old.
Still,
she's fucking great though.
Yeah, she was crazy hot in Dust Till Dawn.
She's just getting older now. But she's like a G-MILF now.
She's a G-MILF.
You don't remember G-MILF?
I don't think it's G-MILF. I think it's just GILF.
Right? No, it's G-MILF.
It's G-MILFs.
Why is it G-MILF?
Oh, God. What's,
but grandma's one word.
Yeah.
That's two words.
Even grandmother's one word, isn't it?
No, Squizgar in Metalocalypse. He's talking to an old lady. He's like, what's he say? I'm into G-MILFs. That's what she wears.
Is this Dune?
It's oh, like that's his Paul where he can make holograms in his hand.
Is that the black guy from
Is that Wong?
Yeah.
I forget Angelina Jolie hasn't been in a Marvel movie yet.
Yeah, she was Thor's sister.
Yeah. Oh, that was a fucking cool scene in the What If?
For what?
When the collector starts pulling out all the fucking different weapons and he pulls out her fucking headdress and starts throwing fucking swords.
What's her name?
Hela?
Yeah, Hela.
So wait, is that Cyclops?
No.
Shooting beams out of his eyes like Cyclops.
He probably...
he's shooting beams out of his eyes like Superman.
Okay.
See, because he's super strong too. Cyclops isn't super strong.
That's true.
Fall collection.
Fall collection.
IKEA.
Negro. Is he telling that so he could go?
Yeah.
Buy it.
So who's stronger, the Eternals or Miss or Captain Marvel
or the TVA?
I think the Eternals
or the TVA.
Welcome back to New York.
Or Eric Voss.
You need to watch a new episode of What If. But see, I wanted to bring it up, though, because one of the things that people are talking about with this... So, you got two camps that are arguing about this new episode.
Uh-huh.
So, the first one is, it's because he's black, he's a perfect hero, and no matter where he goes, he's perfect. And so, like, how... He turned Thanos into a hero. How everyone loved him. How he had saved all these people. How he was so pristine and perfect, right?
Uh-huh.
And
no,
so
it's because your personality stays the same.
Yeah.
Through depending on whether you go through that stuff or not. And he's a very charismatic person and a natural leader.
Yeah.
So he just ended up being a much better Star-Lord than Peter Quill.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, this was just a surprise release.
It's just an HD remake?
No, it's actually
it's
a full new...
No,
yeah.
What does this do?
It's not a full... Look at how blocky it is.
Yeah, no, but it's meant to be like that. It's meant to keep the original... But like, the original didn't look like this. It didn't look
no,
this
it didn't
3D.
Look, no, but it's... Yeah, I know.
It's the original textures on new models.
Yeah.
I like it. I dig it.
I think it's... Yeah, it's a cool dynamic.
I would rather just do...
This is Doom, right?
No, Quake.
Quake.
Oh, same shit, basically.
Yeah.
Old school.
I remember somebody in school like hacked the computers and installed Quake in all of them.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
So like in accounting class, we could all just do fucking
LAN parties.
A LAN party, yeah.
That's fucking cool.
That's how it was for. When I was going, they were giving us laptops, and then my friend would like kind of jailbreak it and put Counter Strike on it, and we'd all be playing Counter Strike.
That's fucking cool.
The bullets were just like little triangles.
They're like they were triangles. Here, let's take a quick break. We're about 30 minutes, unless you want to watch one more trailer really quick.
Nah.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back after a word from our.
What's going on, people? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Raise Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Raise Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash. None of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com. REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you.
And we're back. Oh, yeah. With another Wukong gameplay trailer. Let's go.
I thought we were going to watch Lost Souls Aside again. All 17 right. minutes of gameplay.
We already watched it.
Yes, I
know. We've already watched like 9 minutes.
9 minutes of it. I wanted to talk about this. So with What If, the camps. Oh, so one camp is, it's because he's black. They couldn't make him look bad. Me, me, me. And they're just whining about that. But then there's the other camp that is, let me pull it up. They're saying that it takes away the idea of mediocre white men.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there. So here, where does it at? So they do everything. T'Challa does everything right that Peter Quill does wrong. Peter Quill is just a typical dumb white guy, and that
typical dumb white guy. Yeah.
This is what it says right here. Watch out. Mediocre white men who've been centered in most of Marvel's movies. Mm-hmm. So they're saying this is the right direction for Marvel to go. Uh-huh. That they need to stop using these mediocre white guys as heroes.
It's fucking what if.
It's not like exactly.
It's, perfect, it's literally a what if.
Yeah. Yeah. But so yeah, that's
how are you going to complain about a what if?
Yeah. Seriously. But that's the thing right now. People are fucking up in arms about. So
who,
it's like,
who are these people?
People on the internet.
Who?
People on the internet.
Say
okay?
their names. It's the one internet. Guy. Yeah. It's one fucking guy. Somebody was scrolling. Some fucking... reporter
I saw
author
two
was scrolling through comments
okay?
and was like, oh, I'm gonna make an article about
say,
this guy's
oh,
negative
this guy.
Comment.
People yeah. people are outraged.
No, so the article, the first one I saw wasn't an article about people complaining that T'Challa was too perfect. Uh-huh. It was there's a subreddit that I follow called Fragile White Redditor.
Mm-hmm.
That is just it's literally people complaining about anything that's not white. Like, it's just but it's kind of like the whole subreddit got flooded with just so many different people bitching about this.
Why they have a BET? Why can't they have a white entertainment television?
Why can't they have what?
They do. It's called CMT.
Yeah, they do. Right?
Yeah. Music television.
But but no, I mean, I think the episode was great. It was because it
was.
Was
our episode last week? Yeah, it was great. Me and Gabriel.
Yeah.
Rock to the show.
Yeah, the rocks of the show.
Yeah. But it was more of what if, like what if should be, not like you said. Yeah, because I enjoyed the Peggy Carter episode, but it was very like, yeah, it's just basically
kind of the Peggy Carter episode was boring.
Yeah, it was different from Captain America, but it was basically overall it was the same movie basically, whereas this one was completely different.
Yeah, the whole,
like, you thought it was gonna be the same.
Like, oh shit, he just befriended Thanos.
Yeah.
He stopped the Infinity War. Well, and Thanos is just like, nah, man. But he still brings
just,
up the idea.
Yeah, he's just
like,
getting high with fucking...
He's like, I have this idea where I'm going to get rid of half of people. And everyone's all like, isn't that genocide?
Him and Charlie
like,
are just
no,
getting
no,
high.
No, wait.
Are you getting high?
It's by random.
He's just getting high with Charlie.
Yeah, that's how it Charlie. Is.
Yeah, basically.
And his high thoughts.
What if I kill half these niggas? Yeah. He's like, nah, dog, that's a bad idea. It's like the Rick and Morty scary Terry. Like,
scary Terry.
They just got high with him.
I like how, like, it started on Morag, you know, in the beginning of Guardians, where he's like, when he's doing the music thing and walking and trying
Morag?
To get the, yeah, when he gets the orange. It starts off, but except without the music, it's just him getting the arm.
That was some ASMR, dog.
Yeah, it was. Water. They're not going to hear anything we said.
Yeah, just it's better than water. This fucking ankle scratch.
Oh, yeah, that's way better than the ankle scratch.
But, so then the two guys, or what's his, I forget the character's name. But Jamin Hutsu's character.
Jamin Hutsu?
You know the guy with the metal stuff on his head?
Yeah.
Warmonger?
No, not Warmonger. But he like, instead of...
Warmonger?
Instead of not knowing who Star-Lord was, he was like, you might be... What's he saying? You might know me better than by my other name. Star-Lord. He goes, oh, of course we know Star! Like, he just starts fanning out over him. Like, yeah. Just...
What if Warmonger was Whoremonger?
There you go. That's the next
one. That's the next episode.
That's next season. Yeah, they didn't think about it.
That's the one. I don't know. I don't get that one. Because that's going to be one of the episodes. Is what if Warmonger became friends with Tony Stark? So it's like...
Oh, Warmonger.
Yeah. So it's like... So, you know, it's the opening of Iron Man.
Well, that one's probably going to be the beginning of Iron Man 1.
Iron Patriot.
Oh, maybe. But no, yeah, it's the opening of Iron Man when his convoy gets attacked. And then when he jumps out of the... when he climbs out of the limo. And then that missile lands and it says Stark Industries on it. Mm. And you remember, like... And so... But instead of it blowing up and actually, like, hurting him, and that's when he gets captured, yeah. Warmonger shows up, picks it up, and then throws it, and it explodes. Then he helps him up. And then they walk off into the sunset. That's how it was in the trailer.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's that moment. Are you really going to play Shiver
right
now?
Fuck yeah. I turned it down already.
Yeah, it is.
So that one's, like, I don't know. I feel like it's going to be a weird one.
Nah, it's going to be the best one.
It might be. You never know. And then the other one was, what if Tony Stark built...
I want some more off-the-wall shit.
Yeah. But the other
yeah, one... Yeah, they're doing too much, like, stupid shit.
Is what if Tony Stark built
Well, like, what if fucking the Hulk could use Thor's hammer?
He can use Thor's. Well, not like Thor. Hulk Thor would be cool though.
Exactly.
And he has the accent.
Yeah.
He still talks like he normally does, but he also has the accent as well. Anthony Mackie, since we're talking Marvel, he is signed on and he will be the star of Captain America 4.
Oh, yeah.
So Captain America 4 will be...
I did not see that coming.
Yeah, I didn't either. I didn't think...
Oh, are you serious?
I'm serious. I didn't think they were going to go full on.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they would make it a Falcon movie, not a Captain America movie.
No, he's Captain America.
But, yeah, they're going to make it Captain America.
Why wouldn't you? Because at the end of Falcon Winter Soldier, they said Captain America will return.
Did they say that?
Pretty sure.
I don't remember.
Oh, no, no, no. What they changed it. Instead of Falcon Winter Soldier at the end, the end, like, title was Captain America and Winter Soldier.
I don't remember that. Shit, yeah. Maybe I missed that. All right, so that's on me then.
You fool. You bloody fool.
Josh Brolin is rumored to return as Deadpool and not Deadpool. He's gonna be Deadpool now, and Ryan Reynolds is gonna be Cable. But yeah, so he says he's coming back as Cable in Deadpool 3.
Oh, cool!
And they also already know they have a tentative film start date. So when they're gonna start filming.
I thought you said you turned it down.
I did. Not all the way, though.
The script hasn't been written yet. Ryan Reynolds is working with the writers and working on the third script. Uh-huh. And they have a tentative film start date, so that's all good news. Mm-hmm. And then Josh Brolin returning as Cable, which is fucking cool. I thought he was great as Cable, because he was the perfect straight man to Deadpool.
Yeah, he's pretty... He's pretty good in
Brolin?
Yeah.
Josh Brolin.
JB? I call him JB.
Now we just need Wolverine. We need fucking...
Yes.
Hugh Jackman.
Oh, and then so there's rumors about what's going to be happening with Black Panther 2. So apparently Black...
That's what they should do. What if Wolverine was in the Avengers?
In the Infinity War.
And have, and have, and actually have fucking, what's the name? Voice it? That's what, yeah. That's one thing I like about it, is that they're actually having, it's the actual actors. It's not just,
yeah. Like... Or they should do those fucking, what if, they should just do those fucking, what if characters kill the MCU, MCU,
or whatever. Well, I think they're gonna do Marvel Zombies.
Nah.
No, because there's like a, there's a glimpse of it, at least. There's a...
Well, that's a what if. I'm pretty sure they're showing they're gonna do.
I hope they do.
What I know. If. I know. There's a what if that if Tony and
fuck
and Steve Rogers are zombies.
Wait, what? Is there really?
I'm pretty sure in the trailer there's like a zombie episode.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. So like, it looks like they're gonna do at least a Marvel Zombies episode, which is cool.
What if? It's a what if.
It's a what if. I know, but still Marvel Zombies.
Well, it's not.
So apparently Black Panther 2 is going to be introducing Ironheart.
Okay.
And then the next Iron Man movie is going to be Ironheart. What?
That was the guy's name.
Oh, vegetarian. That was his name. I was like, I thought that was like an achievement or something.
Oh, you don't eat meat? Nah, I'm a vegetarian. I'm a
vegetarian.
Oh shit.
He could fucking line you up with those arrows.
Bitch.
But yeah, so Ironheart is going to be in the next Iron Man movie, but she's going to be introduced in Black Panther 2. Which is cool. I think that's a... I mean, because Tony's dead, obviously.
But so, have they announced...
They haven't announced who's going to play her. Huh. It's going to be a white lady.
It's going to be a black girl. What are you talking about?
they're gonna change it. Oh, shit!
I took an arrow to the face.
It survived.
Arrow through the cheeks.
It just hit the soft meat and then hit an anchor now.
It's going through the back of your head.
Soft, it just meat. Missed. Soft meat. And supposedly, I didn't see anything in the trailer but for Eternals just now, but they're saying that the Eternals trailer teases the villain for Black Panther 2. Because supposedly it's going to be Namor.
Who's Namor?
Namor is...
Oh, the
soccer Aquaman player?
Aquaman guy.
Yeah.
He's a soccer player.
Yes, yeah. He's a soccer player. They're going to have Namor play Namor?
Fuck yeah.
What? Oh, that guy's got a cool armor.
Is it Namor or Neymar?
Neymar is the soccer player. Okay.
I was like, who's Neymar? I never heard of Namor.
It's Neymar, yeah.
Okay.
But they're saying that the Eternals trailer teases Namor, but I didn't see anything that would indicate.
Yeah, he was the black guy.
There was water. Like, they were near the ocean.
Namor's a white guy. Or is he Asian?
I think he's Asian.
He's Pakistani. Oh, he's fucking...
He's a Kamal Nanjiani.
Is that his name?
Huh?
Kamal Nanjiani?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna be Namor.
No, he's only internal.
What? I know, that was bullshit.
It's lagging.
But yeah, I didn't see anything in it, but...
This one has a ballista spear.
No, that's fucking cool. Let me see here. Oh, and they're saying that the what if the Chadwick Boseman's performance in What If is heavily influenced the script and the tone of Black Panther 2, wow. Wakanda Forever.
That's stupid.
You said this What If episode is gonna
because the writers of Black Panther 2 got to hear at least his performance prior to them writing,
uh-huh.
And so they're saying they're basing a lot of the script, the current script, on, I guess, his performance. I don't know what that means specifically, but they're saying that they're using his performance as a...
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's what they're saying. Universal has set a release date for Fast and the Furious 10. So
it's like Call of Duty, they're just going to make a new one every year.
Yeah, April 7th, 2023.
Yeah, 2 years in advance. Yeah. They're announcing it. They're telling you it's coming, guys. Don't worry.
Fast and Furious 10.
We got you.
Yes.
We got you on the Fast and Furious. No worries.
John Cena's rumored to return.
Why don't they just turn it into a show?
Because Vin Diesel wouldn't make that much money.
He can make so much money.
Because they're movie stars, they're not TV stars. They're not,
yeah, exactly.
Because we family. Family only does movies.
Oh, Halo Infinite won't have a campaign.
That food did a 360.
On launch.
It's going to be straight multiplayer on launch. Then they're going to release the campaign, and then they'll release campaign co-op.
Well, to be fair, the multiplayer...
Hey, cut it out.
The multiplayer is free.
And, get over here, come on.
Is the multiplayer going to be free?
Yeah, the multiplayer is free.
Oh, okay.
Halo,
okay.
Halo,
yeah. Are we then, lost? What was I going to say? Yeah, so then they're probably just going to release the multiplayer, and then whenever campaign's ready... Campaign's ready. Because the campaign doesn't look that great. It still doesn't look that great.
Start off. Someone knocking.
And we're back.
One more game.
Oh my god. Sometimes you're just like glad that you are you and not other people.
Other people, yeah. So there's a new Call of Duty. It's been announced. There's all kinds of new stuff. It's available for pre-order already. It's all over the fucking all the menus of Black Ops and Modern Warfare.
It's about that time of year where I start feeling like a clown.
Yeah, right. The one thing that's different though this year compared to the other is if you pay attention to all the advertisements for this year's Call of Duty,
mm-hmm.
for Vanguard, it's not, there's no Activision anywhere.
Why?
Because of everything that they're going through with their lawsuits. And
oh, that's true. I forgot.
What are they going through?
The sexual harassment lawsuits.
Yeah, sexual harassment.
I thought that was Blizzard.
Blizzard owns
Activision.
Activision
owns Blizzard. Yeah.
Oh. So that's not their fault.
It's the same.
It's the same company basically. So. It's
It's like saying Activision has nothing. Doesn't control Treyarch.
Yeah.
I mean, to some extent, but they don't really... Like, as long as they do what the contract is fulfilling them to do, they don't really probably get into, like,
how the meat
is made.
Let me see.
Because they have BlizzCon.
Yeah.
And that's, like, everything. But they don't have, like, an Activision con.
Blizzion.
I think it's because it's Activision Blizzard. So I think the parent organization is Activision Blizzard.
Why don't they just call it Blizzavision?
Blizzavision? I like that better. That's the name of the episode. Blizzavision. Activision.
That's what they're going to call it after this fucking lawsuit.
Right? Activision Blizzard is the parent company, so they own Activision.
I see.
Which is weird.
Do you see?
Because there are two separate companies that merged, but then Activision still stayed Activision, and they just fall under the Activision Blizzard umbrella. Yeah.
Well, I think it's because Blizzard has such a... is so synonymous with World of Warcraft.
The other thing they're saying right now, too, though, is... So, World of Warcraft, which is arguably one of Blizzard's biggest... or one of their oldest, longest-running franchises, this could be the death nail, because it's kind of been losing its...
For a while, are you talking about?
Yeah, for a while.
Yeah.
It's lost its popularity, hasn't been...
For World of Warcraft?
Yeah,
World of Warcraft. Final Fantasy 14 is pretty much stealing all of its thunder right now.
Yeah.
And then there's like a new games, like a New World.
New World Order?
The NWO? And then, what's the other game? Elder Scrolls Online is pretty popular, is gaining a lot of popularity. And then there's another.
What?
It's controller.
I know, but what about why?
Feel it.
Oh, yeah, I felt when I. It's like.
I have them in the white one.
It's like this one's smoother, right? Or what's.
For the meat.
Oh, it's like more.
Yeah, some high quality. Yeah. Mute button.
Yeah, it's like more prominent.
Yeah. It's like tighter.
Yeah.
It's tight.
It's tight?
Tight.
Toy? Toy?
Toy.
I forgot what I was saying.
Activision Blizzard, World of
Warcraft. World of Warcraft, yeah, they're saying, but they're saying this is going to be the death nail in World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
So, I know there was a mass, they said not to log into any Activision, so it's like they didn't want anyone to log into Call of Duty, no one log into World of Warcraft, Hearthstone, any of those, right. Like, for a full 24 hours, and it didn't go well.
Yeah, I'm sure it didn't.
Oh shit! I was playing
myself because the masses have no clue what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. And the majority don't care at all. Anyway,
I don't think it's so much that they don't care. I think a lot of people, if they hear,
think about the Call of Duty community.
Sure. Like,
the way the average player talks and acts on fucking Call of Duty. You think they care at all? Well,
those are younger kids.
Yeah. I say the majority of but that's, I would say that's the majority of the community.
Yeah, they've been dropping N hardy R's.
Yeah. Like hardy R's.
There was hardy R's? Pirates?
Hardy R's. They be dropping hardy R's. Mickey.
Oh, okay, that's what it was. Oh shit. Oh fuck. God damn, I forgot what I was saying now. Oh, so I was playing a match and there was this dude and he was talking, it was a black dude. Obviously a black dude.
Uh-huh.
And he wasn't just talking, he was just like, hey, he was giving they're behind us, or they're giving actual help, right?
Uh-huh.
And all I knew I was waiting for it because people kept talking like shut up, and finally someone goes, shut up, nigger, and then so dude starts talking shit back and then start going back and forth, and the black dude was still being cool about it. He's still trying to play the game. He's still giving help, pointing out enemies and shit. And this dude, and now the other people that were telling him to shut up earlier are all jumping on them, shut up, nigger, and they're just screaming at him. The whole game stopped, basically, and everyone's just screaming at him now.
Nice.
And then, so, at the end of the game, it's like, good game. The other team's saying good game and all this, and our team is still screaming at this racial insult at this guy. And then, someone else from our team, I don't know who it was, it was just, they were quiet the whole match. All of a sudden, I've been recording this whole time, and I'm gonna report this.
That's funny.
And then, and one guy goes, "Report it. I'll just buy another copy."
Report these nuts.
And then the scoreboard and everything. So I got matched with the new group, but it was that's how it ended. Report it. I'll just buy a new copy.
This was on Cold War.
This was on Cold War, yeah.
Okay.
And I was just "Fuck, man!"
That's funny. You don't normally hear. It's not often that lobbies are full of people talking anymore.
No, I know, and for the moment, it's funny.
Just because with PS4, ever since they added the party chat, if you play with each other, you're just going to the party
chat. Yeah, everyone's in the party chat.
So don't fucking talk to
them. Well, see, I'd say the last month, I was I wasn't hearing anybody talk. I would see that their icon show up that they were talking, but I wouldn't hear anybody. And I realized my PS5, if you go to your audio menu, you can actually just turn off game chat completely. And I didn't realize I had done that.
Uh-huh.
When we were playing Cursed, I had turned off all all game chat other than the party chat.
Mm-hmm.
Why is there a knife just floating in the air?
Because it's realistic, bro.
But yeah, and so I was wondering why I couldn't hear anybody, and then so I this was maybe my second or third match after I had turned it back on where I just want to hear game chat as well, the in lobby chat.
Uh-huh.
And that was my third game in. It's just
There's that video that I remember where the guy tries to get him to say nigger as fast as he can.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah. But that was
and then he'll just come in playing hip hop music or whatever.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Just come out and say Black Lives Matter or whatever. Yeah. Or I think he had his name. He put his name as BLM.
His clan tag was BLM.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then right away someone almost every time.
Yeah.
I still like that video of T-Pain when they're all talking shit.
Yeah, I think T-Pain does one too, right?
Well, T-Pain, they're all talking shit and they're all cursing him, calling him nigger, and he's just running through just fucking murdering them all. And they're all just talking shit at the end. Yeah, I mean, it was a trip.
Like, I wonder if video game companies give celebrities like a more powerful character than everybody else. Because right? How is Snoop so good? How is T-Pain so good?
That's what a lot of people that's like a conspiracy that a lot of people have.
You know,
it would and then it probably makes so.
Especially with streamers,
the celebrity want to play it more too.
Yeah,
because they're doing good.
Like with streamers too, people will say that. Like in Destiny, it was always like a running thing of like, oh, he has fucking streamer loot going, because he like all the streamers always get like the best shit the first try or whatever.
That's crazy.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, it would make sense and it'd be smart for the company to do something.
Would it though? Yeah,
it would. Yeah, it would. Because the thing about it is, you got a bunch of... how many celebrities are really playing the game? How many... I mean, there's tons of streamers. And maybe you boost some streamers, like the higher... Mm-hmm. The higher streamers, but...
Wouldn't it be difficult to do that, though? To like single out specific people so that
they probably give
works differently.
Not necessarily, like because it would be kind of like verifying. Like, all they would have to do is really alter stats in game. Uh-huh. So give them more health, or give them they deal more damage with their weapons. It'd be just a slight tweak just to the account itself.
Yeah.
He's already dead.
No, he was down.
No, he was down.
Oh, gotta finish the job.
Oh, okay.
You stay till the job's done.
Let me see here. What else I got? Ben Kingsley? Sir Ben Kingsley.
Ben Kingsley's my man.
Mm-hmm. He's saying that he may be in Ironheart.
Michael Beasley?
He might be returning as Mandarin.
Oh, yeah. He was the Mandarin.
Yeah, he was the fake Mandarin.
Oh. But he's going to be the real Mandarin?
He might be returning as... Like a real
so it's gonna be like a psych. He's not the real Mandarin. Psych.
Oh,
that was the
body.
Real Mandarin.
Oh, that was a body double. The fake Mandarin.
Oh, body double.
Maybe or maybe he's just. I don't know how they would twist that because.
Or he's like a king.
Yeah,
different.
It could be a variant.
Variant.
That's the thing now. Like with the MCU, anything's fucking possible.
Anything's possible with the MCU.
He's gonna be but his first return is gonna be in Shang-Chi.
Fuck yeah!
Sick. I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah,
it's about the Ten Rings. Does he steal the rings at the end of the movie?
That would be dope.
And then Ironheart has to fight.
Has to fight him like a fully powered Mandarin.
Mm-hmm. Fell in the water like an alien.
To go back to Josh Brolin really quick too. Josh Brolin was because he's doing media for Dune right now.
Dune.
That's why he's so. That's why he's all over the place at the moment.
Oh, he's in Dune too.
Yeah, he's in Dune as well. Mm-hmm. He's saying that it's going to be a cinematic masterpiece. That it's gonna
masterpiece.
Be, huh? He feels
see,
it's one of the
now
best
now. I feel like it's
end.
Not going to be that good
it's
because
cinematic.
People are hyping it up. you know, no
look at that destruction.
I don't think anybody called Pulp Fiction a cinematic masterpiece before it ever came out.
Yeah, I did.
Before
it
came out?
Yeah, I called it.
I still love the fact that Nick Fury on his tombstone, uh-huh. it's the Bible verse on his tombstone is the Bible verse from Pulp Fiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. He also has the bad motherfucker wallet.
Yeah.
Uncle Mike. 1983.
Oh, but he was talking about Thanos and being in the MCU as two characters now, and he was saying that Thanos was only supposed to be a cameo. It wasn't initially what it turned into. It was only supposed to be at the end of, he was only supposed to be in Guardians, and that was it. And then it turned into him becoming the villain of.
Oh, you're saying he was never supposed to be a villain in Infinity War?
Nope.
He was just supposed to be a guy that, like, oh,
yeah.
This guy's around, but he's never going
to
be here.
That's basically what it was supposed to be, yeah. He signed on for one. It was just a quick cameo, and that was it.
I don't think that's true. I'm sure he signed on for one,
mm-hmm.
but I think the plan all along was...
Maybe.
That was what they're going to do.
Yeah, that could be it.
Rancid Flowers.
But if they go to this guy and be like, oh, we're going to give you a... a 9-appearance contract.
Yeah, that's it true.
It kind of gives away, like, oh,
you're yeah, Thanos is going to be an ass.
Sweaty Pegasus.
You can get kicked for fucking team damage, but, like, you're all fighting on top of one guy.
You can't get kicked.
You can't get kicked.
It just said, right, excessive team damage can cause you to be kicked from the game. Yeah. You just got a warning.
I don't know. But nah. Excessive team damage is, like, thousands of damage.
I guess.
Thousands of that point down.
Shit! Imagine being that guy on top of the tower throwing a box down and some, some soldier you didn't even see just crawls up the ladder.
Like, I'll get a pole arm and I'll just fucking spin attack. I'll just do my R2 and just spin around.
Yeah.
And I'll hit as many people as possible.
Yeah.
And I'll hit teammates and all that shit.
I was this motherfucker still alive? Fuck you! Fuck you!
Chop his legs off.
There's a Black Canary movie in development for HBO Max.
Uh-huh.
It's gonna be the same actress that played Black Canary in.
Is Black Canary gonna be the chick who succeeds?
Fuck you.
Hawkeye?
No, Black Canary is
Canary in the coal mine.
What's the girl's name who becomes a hot guy?
That's
hot girl.
Kate Bishop. No.
Kate Bishop. It's yeah, just, Kate that's Bishop. Just her name. Kate
yeah,
Bishop.
Kate Bishop. I believe she becomes Hawkeye as well, though. But so Black Canary is, what's the fucking the Harley Quinn movie, Birds of Prey. Yeah,
and the emancipation of one Harley Quinn.
Yeah. So that's gonna be it's gonna be that character from that movie. She's gonna get her own movie.
Damn, I forgot. Fuck.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, I wouldn't care at all either.
What?
Because that.
There's another Dungeons and Dragons movie. It there just wrapped production.
There was one already?
Yeah.
Yeah, it had Marlon Wayans in it.
Marlon Wayans?
Yeah.
Was it good?
No.
It was like White Chicks. What? But Dungeons and Dragons.
It wasn't good? Because that sounds good.
It wasn't. It was very, it was like the Dragon Ball Z movie.
It was White Chicks.
Oh, yeah.
But it was dragons and goblins.
I mean, that sounds cool. But not Dragon Ball Z movie version of...
Dragon Ball Z Piccolo? You don't like Dragon Ball Z movie Piccolo?
I don't know. I didn't even see that, but I couldn't get past Goku.
Dragon Ball Evolution.
I couldn't get past Goku.
Piccolo? Piccolo's at the end. He's the villain.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Terrible. Looks like he looks like Ivan Ooze, but green. Yeah.
Kind of. Clean leap over my swing.
Because it's Dragon Ball Evolution, they evolved, alright?
Yeah. They evolved into live action.
This
fool just keeps completely missing me.
Hey.
That's Piccolo?
That's Piccolo. Yeah.
What the fuck? Why is he white?
He looks like. No, he's you know who he looks like? He looks like the genie from Wishmaster.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
Reference does not compute.
He does.
He does. He
can compute. It's like they pulled that out of the bet.
It's like, yeah, we still got this Wishmaster costume back here.
I don't get how you could go so wrong making a movie.
Especially with something...
Actually, the genie from Wishmaster...
Especially with something where you literally have the entire story basically written out.
Yeah.
The genie from Wishmaster looks better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks more like Piccolo than...
Yeah. Saints Row, possibly getting a reboot. They're going to restart the whole series.
From ground up. It's cool.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, supposedly they're going to show it
at Gamescom.
Gamescom.
Yep, and then the Gamescom schedule has been announced. It takes place Wednesday, August 25th to Friday, August 27th, which is next weekend. Next week. Xbox is going to be streaming on Tuesday. Then Gamescom day one.
What am I deserting?
And this is going to be in person. It's not
but
all...
But is there anything from PlayStation?
Dying to know Gamescom edition. Also indies.
Has PlayStation been vocal?
No. There's nothing from PlayStation, at least on this schedule.
Son of a bitch.
PlayStation, I don't know. It's a trip how PlayStation has just gone radio silent when it comes to these events.
Because why?
Because
yeah, there is no reason right now.
Yeah, right now. Well, Gamescom, Gamescom
would
be like in person.
Unless they
have
like Horizon gameplay, that's the only thing that they would really have to come in hot with.
Remember the rumors about the
especially right now, like PlayStation's doing so good that anything they put out, like people will fucking consume it like crack.
Oh yeah.
So like just like we are now, like everyone else is getting ready for announcements because Gamescom or like. Where's PlayStation?
Yeah, everyone's, yeah. But see, I
like
think...
Like, everyone's looking for their fix from fucking PlayStation.
But I think eventually what's going to happen is that's going to be, like, well...
I'm sure they'll overplay it eventually.
Yeah, exactly. Where people are like, oh, well, fuck. They're not, we're not going to look for PlayStation now because we know they're not going to say shit here.
Yeah. So you just go to the source. Anywhere you go to YouTube.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not so much I care about it being at Gamescom, but it's like you would think that like Sony would be like, oh yeah, we're gonna be doing a Sony Direct or whatever they call them, whatever Sony's press conference things are called.
Yeah, but why? For what?
Why not?
I think don't they let the developers do that now?
No.
Like, they still...
They did it for Horizon. They did a whole thing for Horizon.
Yeah, but that was like kind of...
That was the beginning of the year.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that was another life.
That was before lockdown, the first lockdown ended.
Yeah. Oscar Isaac was doing interviews for Metal Gear.
Mm-hmm.
For the Metal Gear movie.
That was pre-Delta.
Pre-Delta. Pre-Delta.
Yeah.
There's PC and now there's PD.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are asking him about like being in the Metal Gear movie and if he has history with the games itself. I got just punching the shit out of your shins.
And he got it. I think if you punch him enough, it'll tell you like just stand up.
Just stand up.
And then you hit square and then you just get back up.
He's a punk bitch. Just stand up.
Yeah.
You're not dying. Get up. And so they asked him what his history with the games is.
Right now.
And
it's
he says
jump stabbing.
Yeah, that's true.
And he says, I just love the games.
On me.
I love the feeling of the games. I love the feeling the game would give me every time I play. It's just strangely isolated, mournful, and a
isolated.
Lonely game.
Which game?
Metal Gear Solid.
Which game?
Yeah, but which one?
He's just saying
Phantom?
In general Metal Gear Solid.
Oh.
Phantom Menace?
Phantom Menace. He says... It says it has these incredible moments of violence and terror with weird psychedelic concepts and villains, but yes, it's kind of like a psychedelic military horror things that happen. And the truth is underneath it's an anti-war story, which is true. Like the whole thing is anti-nuke and anti-war.
Yeah, but is he saying, I can't play it because it makes me sad?
No, he's saying that's what he loves about it.
Oh, I thought he said he never finished it. Like he's trying to play.
No, and he's and no, he said
he's never finished them because it depresses him.
Why? What's the point of this article?
Is he's saying about his history with the games and his like he
yeah, because the fans want to know is it in the right hands? Is the character
yeah.
not no it's not
of Snake in the right hands of Isaac? Was his name Oscar Isaac?
Yeah.
Oh,
is
the movie.
He a fan?
Yeah,
oh.
And the big thing too, he was saying is like part of like he's been such a fan of these games. He wants to see if it's even possible to bring it to the.
Yeah, it's that big ass monk.
I'm sure Kiefer Sutherland didn't give a fuck about Metal Gear Solid until then.
Kiefer Peterson?
Yeah, Kiefer Peterson.
Kiefer Peterson? That's the name of the segment, at least.
Yeah, they always say, every actor always says that.
Yeah.
Anytime they're playing a character. I am a fan of the character.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I bet they give him a fucking.
They give him a stack of shit to read and say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Here, play the game, or here, watch somebody play it. But I think on that note, let's go and wrap it up.
Why? We still got.
Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRealPressStart. On Twitters at RealPressStart. On Instagram at TheRealPressStart. Like us, rate us, review us anywhere you can get your podcasts. We're also on Audible now. I didn't know we were on Audible. I was looking at our reviews.
You like handle all that shit. You didn't know we were on
Audible. I didn't know we were on Audible. I don't know how the fuck we got on Audible.
I always listen to this song.
But if you're on, if you have Audible.
Audible's like our primary spot of like listening to the podcast. What are you doing?
If you have Audible, you can listen to us between audiobooks. So go do that and then give us some ratings and reviews there too. On that note, game over. No more questions.